Hello and welcome to another episode of Mental Health Podcast, and I am really happy that I am able to record back-to-back episodes, and today is third day in a row. And today we are going to talk about a story about how difficult is it to find the right therapist and what you can do to land a right therapist. So this is based on a personal experience which I would be sharing with you guys, as I have received a lot of feedback that I should be sharing my personal experiences more often. So here goes, hear me out. So when we seek a therapist, there are certain qualities that you seek from them, right? Some folks seek their therapist to be non-judgmental. Some seek their therapist to be a good listener. Some seek their therapist to be queer affirmative. Some seek their therapist to be inclusive. Some seek their therapist to be a little vocal about their thoughts and not just a listener. Well, the requirements differ from person to person, and we eventually decide to go ahead with the sessions. Nowadays, the situation has improved, wherein many therapists choose to conduct a pre-therapy discussion first before jumping onto the sessions, just as a compatibility check. However, there are still some therapists who directly jump onto the sessions, and by the time you understand that you don't have a fit, you already have spent a good amount of money and decide to continue anyway. This leads to red flags, and eventually you decide to quit therapy. And then you start seeking for another therapist. Well, some of us do not even have courage to start looking for another therapist because we lose our faith in therapy in this process itself, which is pretty sad. And I personally changed 6 therapists before I could settle down for one I am comfortable with. So my story is like the first one judged me too badly. The second one was insensitive enough to laugh off my pain and make fun of it. Yeah, that is true. The third one said things that are common, and he said things like, these things happen and you're trying to make a big deal out of it, after I narrated a traumatic experience to him. The fourth one was a cash drainer who took the sessions too slow and drained me out of cash without much of an outcome. The fifth one, I think they provided their prejudiced opinions and tried to impose them on me without hearing me out completely. And the sixth one was just right. She heard me out, never judged, provided proper intervention, right activities, right homework, just enough push, and professional termination. So I was lucky to have her, and I was even lucky to have money and resources to hop on to multiple therapists until I settled for the one who was just right. However, not everyone comes from the same privilege as mine. So the question arises is, what could be done in order to avoid this? Well, the first thing is but obvious. It is to check reviews, ask a friend, ask someone who knows is taking therapy for recommendations. Well, if you know anybody, then it's well and good, you can always have those first-hand reviews. However, if you don't know anyone, then maybe you can check for Google reviews. You can start making a list of 3-4 renowned therapists that are under your budget and contact them and insist on a pre-therapy consultation just to check your compatibility. Preferably try to have the pre-therapy over a video call or in person. Don't do it just on a voice call. While you have that discussion, pay close attention to their tonalities, their reactions, their body language. Ask yourself if this is the person that is making you comfortable enough, and if this is the person that you're comfortable sharing your deepest, darkest secrets with. Do you think they could end up judging you or belittling you? If the answer from within comes yes, then put them out of your list. because I feel in this process, intuition is to be trusted, and it never lies to us, or it rarely lies to us. So start trusting your intuition whenever you are trying to make such judgments. In the pre-therapy consultation, ask them specific questions and concerns you have and see the way they respond. Like if they are comfortable taking sessions in person as well as online. Because sometimes it may be the case that you really need a session but don't feel like stepping out of your house. At such times, it helps to have an online session and instead of the offline one or in-person one. Also, depending upon the responses, assess if the response is favorable. Is the response favorable just on the face of it or even along with the body language? Because sometimes it is just favorable by words and the body language is saying something else. So try to have that assessment. Try to answer a question if you can think that you can trust this person. And after you take, say, 3 to 4 pre-therapy consultations from different therapists, it's time to assess. It's time to shortlist the best two of them and try taking a session. So how do we proceed with the session? It's something which has two ways, I would say. One is to take a session from both of them, one session each, and share the same things and see their responses and assess which one's style suits you the best. Another way is to pick one of the two and just take the session, and if you are comfortable with them, then continue until you see a red flag. After every session, just assess how you feel and avoid packages. So in the initial phase, at least you should be avoiding packages from therapists. So therapists usually try to sell packages, like for one session, if they are charging $50, then they would say something like if you sign up for 5, they would only charge $200 or so. So you kind of get a feeling that you are getting one free session if you take a 5 or if you take a 4. However, in the initial phase, I will highly recommend you to not fall for it unless you are absolutely comfortable with them. I know it is such an effort and such a task to even pick the right therapist. But that is the reality and that is the current scenario of this business. However, it is improving on a daily basis and getting better over time, and I am positive that the way from here is just upward. Keeping things aside, I hope these insights helped you in terms of picking the right therapist. If you used some other techniques to land a good one, then please do feel free to ping me on my Instagram at thementalhealthpodcast.in and share your experience. Additionally, I have added a poll on Spotify. So if you listen to my podcast on Spotify, I would be grateful if you engage with the poll on the episode page. It will help me garner more insights about my audience. Additionally, I want to reiterate that I am not a licensed therapist, but a student of mental health and a podcast creator. I am sorry for the noise because I recorded on a day and I recorded unedited and extempore. I will try to improve the quality. I hope you liked the episode and I will see you guys soon. Stay safe and take care. Bye.